Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Beis. The Gemara sets up a shaila, a basic question in understanding the schus that a poyel has to eat produce when he's working the field of the balabayas. And the Gemara declares, is a poyel mishaloi hu oichel or mishal shamayim? Oichel. The tutsdodim of the shaila, do we say that the poel is considered to be mamish like a schus momoi that the Baal Bayis owes the poel this right? It's like a momnistic achoiv that the Baal Bayis has. The poel is owed this rech to be able to consume the peyrois kenafshu chosavecho, the man that satiates him while he's working the field. That's one side. Mishaloi hu oichel, it's like a choiv momen. Or do we say mishal shemaim hu oichel? In reality, no choiv momen is owed to the poel, and it's just that min hashamayim, the poel has this recht to be able to take it. He can take it, but until he takes it, nothing is owed. And one straightforward nafkamina that the Gemara gives between the two stodim is if the poel says, instead of me eating it, tnu l'ishti ubonai, give it to my wife and my sons. If you hold that it's like a mumnet tegachoyv, mishaloi hu oichel, then we would say that the poel has that recht to say, instead of me eating it, I want it straight away to go to my wife and kids instead. If you hold, however, mishal shamayim hu oichel, it's not a etzem recht that the poel has, and therefore he doesn't have any right, but etzem he can't give it to his wife and kids. Once he has it, once he takes it, it becomes his, but he doesn't have the recht to say that it should go straight to them. If the Gemara is long arichos, but the Rishonim speak out, we'll see later the Rashba, the other Rishonim, that they say that the Maskona, lefi ha-halocha, the Maskona, we go that Mishal Shemayim hu oichel, and in fact, that's how we paskin, the Rambam paskins, that the poel does not have a recht to say, tenu l'ishti ubonai. Now, in this Gemara, in understanding this machloikas, this hakira rather, Mishaloi hu oichel, or Mishal Shemayim hu oichel, there appear to be two basic machloikas in between Rashi and Tosis. The first machloikas in Rashi and Tosis is as follows. Rashi is mavur, and Rashi is loshoin. Rashi says that if you hold mishal shamayim hu oichel, which happens to be how we paskin, then we say that kol zeman deloy moto liyode, as long as it has not yet reached the poel's hand, le moto liyode, loy zochi le, the less for the ishti ubonav. So it's not his, he doesn't have any schus in it yet at all, that he should be able to give it over to his wife and kids as long as it has not you reached his hand. And this is the Achronim Medayek that Rashi held, that if the poel already took it in his hand, then he's allowed, instead of putting it from his hand to his mouth and personally eating it, he'd be allowed to give that exact produce, that exact amount that he took in his hand, the amount that he could eat, give it to the wife and kids instead. Because once he took it in his hand, that even if I hold Mishal Shemayim Hu Oichel, which is how we paskin, we still say, now he got it in a Shemayim, it's in his hand, he took it, it's his, and according to Rashi, it depends on Motoli Yode, like Rashi's Loshin. Once it's Motoli Yode, he can give it over to the wife and kids because it's already his. However, Tosfos' lashon is completely different. Tosfos' lashon in the tzad of Mishal Shemayim hu oichel is shelo yizik lo hakosav ella mashehu loy eis veoichel, what he chews up and eats. Mashehu loy eis veoichel. It's mavur from Tosfos that Tosfos held that until the person puts it in his mouth and chews it up, he's mamish in the process of eating it, is not considered to be his at all. Mishal Shemayim hu oichel means it doesn't become his at all if he Tosfos until he's mamish chewing it and eating it. And Meila Tosfos is going to hold, and they're going to make this deal. Rabbi Chaim Fischer Perla speaks this out that this will be a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. That Tosfos is going to hold that even if he takes it in the hand, he would not be able to give it over to the wife and kids, because even in his hand, it's not his. That's the din of Mishal Shemayim hu oichel, which is how he paskin. It's not his until mamashi started the achila. In fact, this machloikas at the Chronim Medayek with Rashi and Tosfos is a beferish of 2 days in the Torah. The Torah Lahedya in Shin Lamed Zayin brings down the 2 days. First, the Torah brings down that some say that once the poel gets it in his hand, he's able to give it over to the wife and kids because he was coined it. Even if he holds Mishal Shemayim hu oichel, which we hold, he still it's his once it in his hand. And that grada happens to be how the Rama paskins, which is based upon Rashi. His understanding of this Gemara, like we said, that until it's Motel Yode, it's not his, he has no schus at all. Once it's Motel Yode in his hand, it's his totally, he could even give it to the wife and kids. And that's the first day in the Torah. However, the Torah goes on to say that I personally believe in Nira that in all cases, that the poel has no recht at all to give to the wife and kids, even if it's in his hand already, it's still not his yet, if we paskin Shashanah Hu Oichel. And that, like they're going to speak out, that is along the same lines, that's the Shitas HaToifis, that if you hold me Shashanah Hu Oichel, then he doesn't have any schus in it at all till it's mamish loyeth bepiv being chewed up in the mouth. What is the Shishurish HaMachloikis between Rashi and Toifu? What's the underlying idea that generates that Rashi should hold that once the pearl gets it in the hand, it's his, and Toifu argues on that, and he holds even in the hand, it's not his till he chews. What is it Nimsich from? Where does it come from? So the Sefer Mishmeres Moisha of Anorot suggests that perhaps this Machloikis Rashi and Toifu is Meyusid, and what appears to be another Machloikis Rashi and Toifu, an understanding the Shaila of Mishalohu Oichel or Mishashamayim Hu Oichel. Now Rashi over here says very clearly, what is this question? Mishalohu oichel or mishal shamayim? So Rashi says that atzad mishalohu oichel. Rashi says toisefes scharhu shayisif aloy toir. That's Rashi's lashon. Now it's considered the mamish an add-on onto the schar. The same way that if a poel you made up, you're going to pay the poel $100 a day if he works in the field. So you owe him the $100, even if he didn't pay him yet. It's still owed. The money is coming to him. It's owed. So the same way, the same exact way, Rashi understands the whole mishalohu oichel. That's mamish toisefes schar shayisif aloy toir. The money is already owed to him, and that's why, of course, the Gemara says that on that side, he can have it straight away given to the wife and kids. The other side of the Gemara, Mishashamayim Hu Oichel, Rashi's Loshen, a very striking Loshen of Rashi. Rashi says, Mishashamayim Hu Oichel means that Matnas Gemilos Chasodim Keshar Matnois Aniyim. Rashi is Mavur that according to the Tzad Mishashamayim Hu Oichel, the poel is not getting it Machmas to leave because of any Shumschus Mom that he should have in it whatsoever. It's not much like a Matnos Aniyim. The only thing is, regular Matnos Aniyim, the Aniyim go to the field and they take liquor. They shikha, they could pay different things that the Torah allows them to have because they need it, they're poor. So the Torah gives it that. So any oni could take that, and it depends on being an oni. Masha'in came over here, it depends on being a poel. So, but if you are a poel, then you have available to you these types of matnos aniyim, which is really what they are, according to Rashi's understanding of the matnos mishashamayim ho'echa, which is how we paskin. It's mamish not, doesn't nemzachem any schus moment at all. It's just like matnos aniyim available to you for the taking that the Torah made available. That's Rashi. Toisus, however, is meduyik, that Toisus learned the Shiloh differently. In fact, it seems to be meduyik and Toisus is loshain, that Toisus understood that in both Sodom of the Gemara, even if you hold mishashamayim ho'echel, the schus that the poel has is defined by the Torah as a momnistic schus, and even if the schum is shashamayim hu oichel, it means that the Torah granted in the momnistic schus, and it is nemtzach from the fact that the person has rights. You're in the field, you're working hard, you're working for the balabais, and the Torah gave you rights, and that's even if you hold me shashamayim hu oichel. What Taisis is mavur is that if you hold me shalohu oichel, then the moment mishosh tesochroi, at the moment that the haschora takes place, that the hiring takes place, at that moment already is ki'ilu. In other words, that's a fancy way of saying, similar to Rashi's Loshen in the Mishalohu Oichel, it's considered to be a choiv mom and mamish. You're working in the field and you're entitled to get it, even if you haven't stretched out your hand, taken it, nothing. You're entitled to it. But etzem, that's of course why that man da'ma hol Shalohu Oichel holds that you can have it to give it to the wife and kids. It's an etzem recht that you have. It's like it was added on, kilu hisne, to add on to the eschar. But what's the second side, according to Toisus? Mishashamayimu Oichel? So Toisus says, if you hold Mishashamayimu Oichel, loizik. Now we quoted this before, but here we want to shtel on the opening phrase of Toifis, Loiziko Hakosov. The Torah was not mezakeh him. The Torah did not give him rights. Elo Mashu Loyas Foichel. Maintus, what it comes out of Toifis is that if the person is chewing and eating it, so in then what you're chewing and eating, you have rights to that. Not like Rashi holds that the whole thing doesn't nimsach from any rights whatsoever. It's just a matnas aniyim keilu, like a gift to the poor. You're working so hard that the Torah allowed to decide to grant you something so you can have, keep body and soul together. You're a poel. That's how Rashi and Toifis learns it is, it's a right. It's just that the right doesn't start, it doesn't begin even altogether until it's already being chewed up in your mouth. Stretching out your hand, taking in your hand won't even give you the rights at all. According to Toisus. So Rashi and Toisus is going to argue, Mishashamayim Hu Oichel, according to Rashi, it's like a matnas aniyim, according to Toisus, it's a right, it's a rech, it's chus, it just doesn't start till it's in your mouth. Now, Zokt of them, the Sefer Mishmeres Moshe, that it appears to him that these two machloikas in Rashi and Toisus are tolu habuho. Let's spell that out. According to Toisus Shita, Toisus understood that even if you hold Mishashamayim Hu Oichel, it's really a chus moment. In Be'emes, it's a momnistic chus, and theoretically, in a theoretical world, you should have had that momnistic chus, it should be coming to you right from the get go. But we're saying, no, it's not coming to you, but etzem, it's only once you put it into your mouth, you get the moment to get schos. The pshat is that we see, when naming on that the Torah limited the schos to the ma'isa achil. The Torah says, v'achalto anovim, v'achalto, and it's assumed, it's understood by Chazal, that there's a special chiddush hakro over here, that although it's based on a rech that you have, it's based on a schos moment, you're entitled to it, afal pikin, even though you're entitled, you don't get the schos, you don't get the actual activated rights on it until it goes into your mouth. That's how Toisus learns. So, according to Toisus, the shita, if it's going to be a special Chiddush HaKroah, a remarkable new concept over here, really unparalleled, that there is a Mumnesika right in it, but it doesn't begin until some later point, you might as well say it doesn't begin until it's in your mouth. There's no Shemaila at all in saying that you start to get Mumnesika rights on it once it's in your hand. Why should we say that? If it's a question of standardized Mumnesika rights, normal Mumnesika rights, like a person usually has rights, then the rights should have been once you did the Avoida in the Sodeh, and that itself should give you that. In fact, that is the Mandalam Betzim, Ishaloihu Oichel. You get the rights Betzim, and therefore you could have it given over to your wife and kids. If we're going to name one that's a special Chiddush HaKroah to limit it over here, so why should we make some sort of a compromise and say that at the point when it's reached in your hand, all of a sudden then you get the Mumnesika Recht? Mechtesi. We might as well go all the way and just say the Pasuk says V'achalta, and we're limiting the rights to the V'achalta. And Mela, consequently, we're naming on until it's Mamish in his mouth, and there's lawyers for Oichel and Hamish eating it until then he doesn't get the Schos Mamon. Mashenk, according to Rashi, it's not a question of some kind of special Chiddush HaKroah that we're limiting the rights. It is a Schos Mamon, but you're limiting the rights to some later point in time. We're not doing any of that. We're saying it's like a Matnas Aniyim. So the truth is, why not compare it to any kind of Matnas Aniyim according to that? Just look at it like a Matnas Aniyim. I mean, Ani is in a field, and he picks up the leket, he picks up the shikha, picks it up, it's in his hand, and he's coin it. That's the way any Matnas Aniyim works. You pick it up, and you coin it. Once it's in your hand, it's yours. So Abazoi, the same way, according to Rashi, it's perfectly straightforward to Naaman that if it's going to be like a Matnas Aniyim, well, Naaman, that once the boy picks it up in his hand to eat it, it is his at that point, and a Mele, he can give it away or do whatever he wants with it. So a Mele is hooked on Shemesh Moshe that Rashi and Taisa Lashitosa. Rashi Lashitosa, who compared it to, he really compared it like a regular Matnas Aniyim. Okay, so then once you pick it up, it's yours, and that's like Rashi held. You pick it up and it's yours, and at that point, you can give it to your wife, your kids. Mashi and Taisa, well, that it's definitely a Schos Mammon and a Mumnistic monetary right, according to all Sodom of the Gemara, that if you hold that Mishashanaim Hu Oichel, we have an unparalleled Chiddush over here, that the Mumnistic right don't start till a later point, so there's no particular point in naming on. Why should I name on that it's the Mumnistic right is a Chiddush, but it starts a late time, but it starts when it's in your hand? Why Mechtesi? Might as well go with the Vachalta and say that only once you're lawyers and once you're chewing, only then does the monetary rights begin. In fact, interestingly, the Mishmeres Moshe writes that if you read carefully the Lashon of a Tshuvas HaRashbo, you see that the Tshuvas HaRashbo has two stodim of the Tshuva, that these two stodim mamish parallel this same Shai, Lurashi, and Tosis, if the Mandal Mishashamayim Hu Oichel, which is how we paskin, is it really Be'etzim is a monetary right, just doesn't begin till you're chewing, like Tosis, or it's not even a monetary right at all. Why? Because the Tshuvas HaRashbo, he has a Tshuva over there where he discusses, we had a couple days ago in the Daf, in the Gemara, that the Gemara mentioned that there is a Din Drabonon, this came out of the Sugya, a Din Drabonon that Lakuach is Chayev and Maiseris. Now that's actually one of the things that the Midrash, Lakuach is Potter for Maiseris, because it's not Tvua Zarecha. But under the Drabonon level, per the Etzem Maiser purchasing it is Machshevit, and in Meila, there is a Din Drabonon, a Chayev Drabonon to Maiser, that comes from the fact that the person was Lakuach, that he purchased the Tvua. So the Rajba over there, the Shtel and the Tshuvas HaRashba is, why don't you say that every poil is Daima to a Lakuach, he's similar to a Lakuach, because he's working in the field and he's doing activities in the field, which in turn are giving him rights that he's able to take the produce and eat it. So he should be like a lekech, the poel and the mele, even though under the raisa level it's clear that a poel doesn't have to give maisa before he eats the produce in the field. Why don't you say that it's nichol and takonas chazal? That's the question that Rashi stells on. Why shouldn't it be nichol and chazal takonas the rabbanon to say that lakuach is chayav and maisa is, and every poel is the upmach, it's like a deal. He eats in the field, he works in the field, and he eats the produce. So it should be like a lakuach, like a purchase, and he should be chayav to maisa with the rabbanon. So on that, the Rashi says the kitzur. He says two distinct answers. The first answer that the Rashi gives is that in fact he's not doing it to a lakuach because he didn't purchase anything. The poil didn't purchase. So Mele, why should I say that he's chayav maisa davon al lakuach? The maisa he didn't purchase. That's the first thing. Then the Rashba says that even if you're going to want Neman, that he is like a lakuach, that the poil is like a purchaser, but afal pikein, since he didn't go through any actual act of purchasing, there was no actual method of purchasing, a mahalach of lakicha that you went through, it's just a din be'etzem that the Torah said that by virtue of being a poil, you're going to have rights. So Mele, the Rashba, since it's a din be'etzem rather than going through a seder lakuach, when Chazal was masakin the Tekon of the Rabbanon that Lakuach is Chayev, they left you out because Yodin is Be'etzem Yitzhar HaTorah and doesn't Nemzuch from any Seder Lakicha, that he left out this poil from the Chayev that Lakuach is Chayev and Maisis. So the Mishmeres Moshe says, read that Rashba very carefully, and what do you see? What are the two Sodom of the Rashba? He clearly is naming on that the first Sad is that it's not a Lakuach at all, and a Bechal is no Sad to say that the Tekon of Chazal, that a Lakuach has the Maiser, should be applied to this poil. That's the first Sad. The second Sad of the Rashba is, actually,
maybe it is like a lokuach, but alpha pikein, it's a special kind. The Chazal left it out from the takana of lokuach being chayv and meisus. Is other shmeres moishet? This is the shaila mamish between Rashi and Tosis. Is it lokuach or not? According to Tosis Shita, even if you hold mishas shemaim uoichel, it still is considered to be a momnistic right that you get on this produce. Good, it's delayed. You don't get it till you chew, but it's a momnistic right that you get, and it's in return for the fact that you are working on the field. So that is dema to a lekicha, and that's out of the Rashba that the poil is dema to lekicha. It's based on like going with this understanding of Tosis. But Mashengri, if you hold like Rashi, Mishas Shemayim Uoichel doesn't mean any kind of momnistic right at all, like we said. It's just dema to a matnasanim. Some the person is a nitzrich and he needs, he's a needy person, and the Torah allowed him. You're a poil, you're allowed to eat while you're in the field, etc. It's like a matnasanim. If that's the case, why would anybody even think that it's like lekuach at all? It's bechlau, not like lekuach according to Rashi says of the first Moshe. So the two started with the Rashba, whether the poil is dema to a lekuach, a mamish. Appear to be toloi in understanding the Shal Shemayim V'Oichel, like Rashi or like Tosfos. Near the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara quotes a Braisa that Menayin Lepoil Shal Matnul Ishti Ubonai Shein Shemin Loy. Okay, so the Braisa says that if a poil says, "Give it instead of me eating, give it to the wife and kids, they'll eat." Ein Shemin Loy, we do not listen to him. Shenemar Ve'El Kel Yochaloi Sitein, do not put it into your keli. And as we'll see, the Gemara is bringing for that pasuk that based on that pasuk we see that a poil can't say, instead of giving it to me, give it to the Ishti Ubonai. Granada, the Gemara on the face of it, the Gemara brings from there an often arai. That it appears that Mishal Shemayim Hu Oichel and not Mishaloi Hu Oichel. Because if you hold Mishaloi Hu Oichel, why can't? It's some regular momnistic aschus coming to him. So why can't he say, instead of going to me, give it to my wife and kids, what's the difference? However, the Gemara tries to get around the Raya. Gemara comes up with a doichek. The Achronim refer to it as a doichek. And the Gemara says, you could say that we're talking about a nazir. And actually, there's a separate issue. Al Tlech Lech Am Nazir. We want to keep the nazir far away from any kind of grape produce. So therefore, he was a nazir and he's working on the grapes. And that's why we not only don't give it to him, we don't even give it to the wife and kids, etc. So when it says poil, doesn't mean just any old poil. Akoponim, the Gemara is a madchik, and the Tviya MS, the truth is, that we pass Mishal Shemayim Hu Oichel to the Braisas on the Sud Kipshutai. Any poil who says give it to the wife and kids, we're not going to give it to the wife and kids because it says El Kelechol Esitein. Now, there are a couple of Achroinim over here in terms of understanding the Pashup Shat of how we're learning up the Pasik. The Lechem Abirim over here, which is one of the Achroinim on the Daf, in Masechta Bava Metzia, Elecha Abirim says, where exactly does it lig in the Loshan HaPosik, Ve'al Kelech HaLeisiten, which really means don't put it into your keli, where do you see over there that you're not allowed to give it to the wife and kids? Vos epis, that you should learn out, that the wife and kids are not a keli, so why are we taking out of the Kelech HaLeisiten, you don't give it to the wife and kids? On that, the Elecha Abirim answers that the terrace is like this, that Be'etzem Zokter, when we say don't put it into the keli, what we're saying is, the exact item, the exact payroll, it's the same volume, the same amount, the same exact payroids. That those payroids I take in my hand, I put it into my mouth, and the poil could eat it, and he's 100% fine. He's fine. But Alpha Peking, if you do exactly the same thing, but instead of putting it into your mouth, you put it into the keli, it's going to be a problem. The same produce, you still can't put it into the keli. It has a certain mahalach that it has to go through with. You can take those fruits, fine, but put them into your mouth and eat them. Those fruits can't go into your keli, it'll be awesome. In Kane, we could learn out of there, the same thing is true about taking the same fruits. Instead of going it to me, I want it to go to the wife and kids straight away. That's also not okay. We learn that from the Kelech HaLeisitein that you don't have an etzem recht over these volume of pears, these amount of pears, just to determine that they'll go wherever I want them to go, in which case you can just put them in the keli. And the Torah says, no, you can't. And you don't have an etzem right of determination. What you could do is take and eat it. So you can't give the wife and kids either. That's a gil hakra from the Kelech HaLeisitein that you can't give to the wife and kids. That's how Elecha Abirim explains, which is pashtus, it appears that that's what the Gemara is saying. Granda, we also have another word that's also worth mentioning here. Teres Chaim says like this. What about the Hava Amina of the Gemara? Teres Chaim, another one of the Achronim on the Daf. What about Nahama of the Gemara? The Gemara would try to be Madche over here and to say that the word Poel really means Nazir. Okay, so actually, we're not saying that you can't give it to the wife and kids, and in reality, you could give it to the wife and kids, and it's just a special problem with the Nazir. So, fract of them, the Sefer Teres Chaim, he says, I want to ask you a question. Tainach, that the Brice is Nachtuof, because he could. But why can't we just go straight to the Pasuk and Chumash and examine what the pasuk is saying. Look at the pasuk. The pasuk says that you could let it eat it. You can't put it into your keli. Well, why can't you put it into your keli? If you hold mishalohu oichel, then you should have to do what you want with it. Take exactly the same produce that you were going to eat. You're not in the mood now to eat. You put it in your keli. What is the problem? And zokta, nobody in the wildest dreams is going to suggest that we can make an akimta in the pasuk and chumash is talking about a nozir. That's totally out of the question. You have some brayso, so you can say the brayso is talking about a nozir. But the pasuk is talking about every poel in the world, and it apparently is saying that we're going to place limitations, restrictions upon those exact produce and fruits that you have out in the sun that are available to you to eat. You can eat them. Alpha pekin, you can put them on the cave. Isn't that a raya from the pasuk alone? Forget the brayso. From the pasuk, isn't that a raya? We don't hold mishalohu oichel, because mishalohu oichel means he has an etzem schus. So them zokt the teres chaim that the reason that the gemara did not bring a raya from the pasuk, and this is the second yesoidius that can akud to bring out here. He says that be'etzem the pasuk could have been understood differently, and the gemara in the havam that did understand it differently. You could understand pshat in the pasuk is that instead of learning that those exact fruits, the same volume, the same fruits, the same everything that you could eat, you can't put those in the keli. You could learn shat in the pasuk that you could put them in the keli. If you hold mishalohu oichel like that said in the gemara, you could take and put them in the keli. That el keli chalitzitin doesn't mean, it doesn't go on those exact fruits. It means benoisaf on the fruits you put into your mouth. V'achalto on ofen kenav shechol savecho. Right, you're allowed to eat enough to say you could eat. Aber you can't say as long as I'm at it. So noisav al zelim, put in my backpack and I'll take some home. V'el keli chal on top of that loisitin. That's shot in the pasuk. A whole different way to read the pasuk. He says that's how the man of mishalohu oichel is going to read the pasuk, and that's why the pasuk is not a raya, because the pasuk can be read two ways. You could read it, which is how it's read lefiha emes apparently, that what, that those exact fruits I can't put them into my keli, keli choli seed, and they have restrictions on how the fruits themselves will be used. But if I learn mishalohu oichel, I have no restrictions on the fruits that are the basic fruits that I would be eating. That's enough, the shear that I would eat. I could do what I want with those, but you can't say I'm here, I'm eating, and additionally, I'll take some home in my knapsack. So I'll tell you, you can't have noise of us at the lois eating. On that, the Teres Chaim lays soon one last nekuda. He says that even though the mice of the truth of the matter is that if you do a thing like that and take extra fruit, you're zicher over like sigzoy lechoyer, even without the pasuk alone, even without the pasuk, because lechoyer the pasuk allowed you kenaf shechasavecha, the amount that satiates you. You want to take more than that? That's like sigzoy. Anybody who in the world was the lechoyer is now having to do that. So the afa pikein, you could still say that the pasuk is telling you something which was anyhow would be covered by exile, and he makes a tzriyach that the pasuk is needed, but he's telling you that lafiha emes, he could learn that the pasuk is telling you something which is tamal zayam ayis exela, which is to take extra over and above that which you're taking. These are the two mahalchem in the pasuk that emerge from the achronim over here, that they learn into the different stardom of the sugya. Now, let's go back to the Rishonim and see the Rishonim, the Moini HaMitzvahs particularly, how did they learn of the Kodesh HaLoisitin? How did they translate it? How did they convey it in their Sifrei HaMitzvahs? And here we find a shtickle mavucha, confusion, and not that clear. The Rambam, in the Sefer Mitzvah Rambam, in Lois HaSei Reish Samaches, the Rambam says that Shehiz here, Shasoch here, that the worker is Muzhar, Shalil Kachas Min HaOichal Sheyavad Boy, Yoyser Me'achilo Soy. That's the Lois HaSei. The Lois HaSei is don't take more than that which is the amount that satiates you, the amount that's a healthy meal for you. And where do you see that from Zot the Rambam? Where is the Lois HaSei? Lois HaSei Reish Samaches. It says in the Pasuk, V'achal Tanom K'nashecho Savecho V'el Kal Yecho Loisitein. And don't put into your keli. The Rambam, and this is a mirror de Gazach, that the Rambam brings in the Pasuk of Kol Loisitein, but when he explains the Lois HaSei, he makes no shum mention whatsoever, not even a kihuzer, no mention of the fact that a person who puts it into his keli is over in the Lois HaSei. There's no shum mention in the Rambam. It's really mavu in the Rambam that you do what you want with it. You could apparently even put it into your keli, like we'll see, as long as you're not going over and above the amount that the Torah allows you to take. Masha Inkain, if you went above the amount that the Torah allows you to take, then it seems that you're going to be over no matter what you do with it, whether it goes into a keli or not. In fact, the Rambam understood, and this is the way we said before, the Teres Chaim says that the Gemara could have understood it. The Rambam understood it lefiho emes this way. The pasuk keli chalaisitin is not about kelim. It's not about putting into kelim. It's not about that physical act. It's really don't take extras over and above what I'm allowing you to take. And if you take extras of the Rambam, that is the violation. Moreover, the Sefer HaChinuch, who often is nimshach after the Rambam, is nimshach completely after the Rambam over here, And 100% is the same way. The Chinuch also in Tovkofai and Zion stells avek the Lois has say of Kali Cholisitin, which he brings the Lashon of the Pasuk Kali Cholisitin, and the Chinuch says over there, and he sets it up in a way that has nothing to do with whether you put it into a Keli or not. The Soid is Zok the Chinuch Shenimna Hasochir Milo Kachas Mima Sheyavoid Boy Yoiser Al Achilosai, to take more than your eating amount. That's the Iser. Like the post the Pasuk Zok the Chinuch Vachaltanam Kenash Chosavecho. Later on, you know how the chinuch always comes back and tells you how a person violates the law. So say he wraps it up, and the chinuch wraps it up again. If you violate this, bein ish, bein isha, man, a woman, b'chol mokon kol zman, v'lo kach mimashu oived bo yoiser al achilosoi. If you took more than the achilosoi volume, that is oiver alav. That's the chinuch says. Again, no shum mention in the chinuch whatsoever about putting into a keli or not putting into a keli. Even though he quotes the pasuk kali chol esitein, it's clear that the Rambam and the Chinuch understood in the Sefer Mitzvahs, that they understood that the Kali Cholisitin is Dibur Behoiva, is not about Kalim. It's about taking above and beyond the extras, above and beyond that which you need. The Chinuch fears ois over there, having said this thing, the Chinuch writes, the Im Tishal, and if you're going to ask a question, Lo Mohoya Tzorich Lav Halzeh, why do I need a lois? I say to tell you, you can't go over and above what the Torah allowed. Haloi Bechlal Gezel Hu. And this is mamish really what the Torah Chaim was Mo'ir before. That the Torah Chaim was Mo'ir, the Chayrit's included in Gezel. So the truth is, the Chinuch asked this Kasha. The Chayrit, the whole, the he's learning the entire Loisa. There's actually no way to be able to Loisa say, according to the Chinuch, unless you go over and above on the amount that the Torah authorized you to take, which is the normal Achilosai amount. And then the Chinuch says, if that the whole Loisa say to take above it, so the Chayri over on Gethel anyway. And for the Chinuch, he says, inspiring Lashon, the Chinuch says that the Torah always looks out for the person and watches out where the person has a special Nesoyain. And he says over here, the Derech of people, when they see that the Balabayas didn't yet take the produce into his house, it's lying all out there, all over there in the fields, out there. It's available for anybody. And you have a right to be in there. If you're not trespassing, you're actually in the field for a reason. So the Poyel tells himself the Baal Bayis surely is not Makbid. The Poyel tells himself the Baal Bayis doesn't start to be Makbid until he's safe away, stuck into the storage houses, the silos for the wintertime. Right now, it's out in the open. Surely the Baal Bayis won't be Makbid. I'm here, I'll take something. And because of that, Zok the Sefer HaChinuch. So the Torah, the Derech of the Torah is Me Chasod of Boruchu. It's because of the Chaz de Hashem, Laharbois as the Torah especially warns you off and warns you off where people are going to come to me. Nichshal. Interestingly, he quotes at the end of Makkos, the Mishnah, Rosak of the Zakas Israel, Lefikach, Hirbalahem Torah Mitzvahs. They wish to wanted to get Chusn to the Yidden, to give him lots of Torah Mitzvahs, which apparently, Nichshal and them, the Chinuch understood was that they wish to wanted to warn us where Yetzirah, you know, apparently where you're going to be Nichshal, you end up messing up, and you're going to convince yourself it's okay. So the Torah warned you off, and that's what the entire Lois I say, like Kalicha Lesitin is, to the chinuch, is just giving you an extra offense that you should prevent you from coming to me nichshal and gezel. One more maramokim in the Rishonim that follows along exactly the same lines is a Rabbeinu Bechai in Dvorim Kiseitze in the pasuk of Kerech Halositen. So on that, the Rabbeinu Bechai says flat out on the spot, he says ze yihye gezel. In other words, you put into a keli, that's gezel. In other words, he understood also, like we'll see, that taking extra above and beyond what's coming to you, the normal amount of your appetite that's coming to you, that's gezel zok there. And see, the Rabbeinu Bechai adds on an interesting thing. He says v'hatoyro lo hitiro elo kenek nefesh hamis ave. In other words, the Rabbeinu Bechai is mavur amir de gezach, that he understood that the reason why the Torah allowed a poel to eat anything at all is only because he has a tremendous Yetzahara. He's working so hard on this field that's full of these delicious fruits, and he's not going to eat anything. So if the Torah wouldn't have mattered that, you would come to eat it be'isser. That's what Ben Yerbechai says over there. If the Torah wasn't going to allow you to eat it be'heta, yoichal be'isser. So the Torah, according to Ben Yerbechai, had to matter. It's similar. There's the one place in Gemara where you find it a thing is by a fast Torah in the first parak of Kedushin. The Gemara discusses that the loyde material connected Yetzahara, the fast Torah, otherwise the person would take a be'isser. Actually, Ben Yerbechai seems to me before that that's what happened over here. The poil would surely take some, so therefore the Torah wanted it, in order to make sure you wouldn't do an issue, the Torah actually went ahead and matir. But the point is, in other words, and this is how Ruchem Fischer Perlo has a stickle arichus on the Suya, so he explains the Ben Avichai, which is the Pasha of Ben Avichai, that the Pshat is that the Ben Avichai is saying that since that's the only heter that we gave you, it's not like there was an etzim sibitim matir it. It's not like the Torah feels, oh, this is richtig, it's so ethically correct that you're working in the field and you should be taking something. That's not a Ben Avichai Shita. And Ben Avichai Shita is is that the poyel should theoretically have gotten nothing. There's no sibah to give him a thing. Oh, but since you're getting moira heter, you end up taking some anyway. So therefore, the Torah said you can have the amount of as much of the appetite requires, and that way lo dibber elo kenegas the eight zahora. The way he learns nefesh amesave loshon of bina b'chai. So, but the Rebbe Chumfirlo says, okay, but beyond the amount of the nefesh hamisave, you ate kanaf shechos avechos, and I just don't want to take more. There's no shum seder to him after that, because the whole hetem ikoroi only nemzich from the lindibra Torah, elokandeg nefesh hamisave, because you have a taiv and you end up doing it. So I finished, you took care of your taiv, kanaf shechos avechos. So there's no shum havam in a bo'olam that there should be any sad heter to eat beyond that, and may let's lamish genzel, and that is how Rabbeinu Bechai learns. So that's Rabbeinu Bechai is together with the Rambam and together with the Sefer Achinuch on this, that they all learn el kalachol esitin as just a hechatensa be'almetz, and expression what it means is don't take above and beyond the amount of the nafesh chosavecha, of the satiating of the appetite. Now the truth is that this mahalach, chosh that it's in a number of ishainim, the Rav Chaim Pesha Perlo points out right away that it appears to be flat out connected to what loshen of our gemara here, connected to the shakav tayr of the sugya. Because as we said before, the achrayim make this point that the gemara is mavur, that how do you know that a person can't take, instead of taking, he'll tell, you know, give to my ishtu upon instead. In other words, I mean, instead of him, and that's he points out that to Rashi learns that before Shimon. It's not a question of giving the ishtu upon in addition to him. That's obvious that you can't do that. That was not the discussion of the Gemara. The Gemara is discussing, and Rashi says it, instead of giving it to me, you'll give it instead. On shtot me, you'll give it to my ishtu upon. And still, the Gemara says that, how do you know you can't do that? What's the posik that the Gemara quotes for that? El kel yuchal lo yisitein. You can't put into the kel yuchal. And we said before, the Achrayim explained if on earth, where do you see from kel yuchal lo yisitein? You didn't say you should give it to your keli. Did you give it to your wife? You can. Afal pikein. The point is that even the amount that you're entitled to get, we're placing restrictions on what you're going to do with it and how it's going to be consumed. So it's that itself, that amount you're going to be getting, you could eat, but you can't put into the keli. Imkain, if that's true, so we learn that from there also, you could eat, but it can't be. You can't have it to be caused to be given to the wife and kids. So you see, beferish mamish ba'alil from the sugya over here, the keli chalei sitin is understood to be talking about the context of the amount that he's eating, not above and beyond that amount. Which anyhow is also in its gezel v'chol v'chol, but rather we're talking about the etzem amount that's coming to him, and even within that amount that's coming to him, we're limiting. You can't take that amount and put it into your keli, and that's what the Gemara learns out, that you can't take that amount and have it given to the wife and kids. So, and that's what we go with. That's the mahalach that we go with. We hold Mishra Shemaim hu oichol, and you can't have it given straight away to the wife and kids because of kelach leisitein. So, Yerucham Fishel l'chayra, that's mamish flat out connected the rishonim that we quoted before, who learned the kelach leisitein is talking about above and beyond the amount that's coming to, and that's mamish connected to Gemara over here. The Amirat Gekasha. Besides that, Zochem Ruch official, he says mitzara etzem. If it was a question, even if there was no raya from any Gemara, it's hard to see why the Rishonim would learn the pasuk like that. He says because the truth is, we all know the Gemara says I'm Zochem a big klal that kolayecha the ikol amidus tashchinon v'lemekmina lekroa b'lavi yaseiri. In other words, if I have a choice between reading a pasuk in such manner, it doesn't tell me any special chiddush. It's just saying lavi yaseiri. We wanted to extra warn you off. We were concerned you can't. Shall we give you extra warning? That if you have a choice to that or to find an extra special nayadin, so we always look to find a new din rather than just making an add-on, strengthening additional din. So I've been kind over here, Zachem official perla, the way that the Rambam and the Chinuch learned that the Pasik is just a strengthening to the din of Leisigzo, but it's just adding on to Leisigzo. And like the Chinuch speaks out, he speaks this thing out, that everybody who's over on Kelech HaLeisidin is also over on Leisigzo, but it's the person has the Yitzhara, etc. But if you have another way to read the pasuk, that's marba nudin. That's what you're supposed to do. And we do have the other way. You could learn that the other mahalach in the pasuk that we're saying is that even within that which you're entitled to take, that it's that amount itself you can't put into your keli. That would be preferable because it mechadish a new din, which you wouldn't have known from the din of Lo Sigza. So why are the Ram and the Chinuch learning this pshat when it's lemaisas? It seems to be a shtickle donchuk tikka pshat. It's anyhow, you know. Giving you a din which is covered in any event by Leisigzo, you can't go above and beyond the amount of your Ochalta Kanavshecha, and it's against the pashtus of the sugya of the Gemara here, which Lachar seems to me before the Kalacha Leisitin is talking about within the amount that he's entitled to, and not above and beyond the amount that he's entitled to. The Rucham Fishel doesn't offer an answer to these questions, but what he does say, and this takes a great deal of stolz to say this, what he does say is that in his opinion, the Ram was actually Choyzer Boy from what he wrote in the Sefer Mitzvahs about understanding the aside of Al-Kayachal Esitain. He was choyder from there to the Yad. And the Yad, the Ruch and Fishel's opinion is is that if you're medactic in the lashon of the yad, you see it the Rambam learned of the yad, like Yeruch of Fishel, or like the Achorim learned in our Gemara, based on our Gemara, that kelecholositim means even within the amount that's coming to you, you're not entitled, you're limited what you can do, you can't get into the masket, etc. And the tain is that if you go through the lashon of Rambam in Cheskiris Perek Beis, near the end of Perek Yud Beis, near the end of Perek Yud Beis, so the Rambam over there brings an our Gemara, and the Rambam says he brings an our Gemara the same way the Pashtas of the Gemara goes, that any poil cannot say, instead of giving it to me, give it to the Ishtu Bonai, and that I know that instead of what's coming to me, instead of giving it to me, don't give it to my Ishtu Bonai. You can't say that. We all Mishon Shalim, you're limited in that. Now, Ram doesn't straight out quote the Pasuk over there, Kelechol Sitain, but Rucham Fischl says, that's the din which our Gemara learned out of Kelechol Sitain, and Ram clearly sets it up that we're talking about the amount that was coming to the poil, and he says, that amount that's coming to me, don't give it to me, give it to my wife and kids, and you can't because Kelechol Sitain. So Rucham Fischl understands that when the Rambam got to the yad, he was actually choizer boy, and he no longer holds, he no longer learns up like he was learning in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Now, not all Achorim agree that the Rambam was choizer boy. And granted, in the Michas Chinuch, in Tovkuf Ayin Zayin, the Michas Chinuch does not appear to have learned altogether that the Rambam was choizer boy. And he understands that the Rambam in the Yad and the Sefer Mitzvahs are learning the same way that we're talking about Kelechol Asite means not to take above and beyond the amount that's coming to you. And Mechas Chinuch says on that something of a bombshell of a Chiddush, according to his Havona. Mechas Chinuch says that the Rambam doesn't mention anywhere that you're over on the Sigzoil in addition to being over on Kelechol Asitein. So even the Chinuch says it clearly. Now, we went through this Chinuch, and the Rebbe Mechai says it, that the person takes above and beyond the amount that was coming, he's over Kelechol Asitein, but really that falls back into the Sigzoil. The Mechas Chinuch says that in his opinion, the Rambam's total hashmata of this idea, it seems to indicate, the Rambam says you're over Kelechol Asitein. So the Mechas Chinuch says, in his opinion, the Rambam is going to hold you not over the Sigzoil. This is an incredible Chiddush in Mechas Chinuch, which he's mayrich a little bit to Miyaseid. He's naming on that the Rambam is going to argue on the Chinuch. The Hainu, the Mechas Chinuch writes like this, that Be'emes, the Pasuk is saying that you're out in the field and you're allowed to take produce. How much produce could you take? So Zotar HaZoy, Be'etzem is that any produce that you take really should be Nichol on the Pasuk of V'achalta. It says V'achalta, so you take it for yourself, V'achalta. Nor was then. The Torah itself limits it, and the Torah says, Kelechol Asitein. So for them, the Mechas Chinuch is Mefalpo in a Toisis in Be'ed Daf Yud Beis. You may be familiar with this Toisis. It Tosis clears about a klal, a concept called Edrei Le'isura Kama, which is to say that if I have a very broad-based heter, and that the Torah goes ahead subsequently and limits it, do I say that it falls back into what originally would have been the Isser, or I don't say that. What Tosis is getting into over there is that the Pasuk says, you're allowed to do melech ha-sechol nefesh on yontif, so you could do any kind of cooking on yontif. Then it says, lochem v'loy le'gavoya, so you can't do cooking on yontif, which is for the sake of gavoya, for a carbon, that you can't do, it's only lochem. So Tosis over there, Pidar Koi, names on that a person will cook a gavoya on yontif, even though you're over in lochem v'loy le'gavoya, you're not over in Isser melocha. Because it's like this, as far as the melocha goes, we went a flat out blanket heter, and we said that melech ha-sechol nefesh is mutter. Even when subsequently we limited it, and we say, okay, but not l'gavoya, not for a carbon, that limiting isn't going to be back to the original issa. We don't say edra l'isura kama, rather we say that the heter is a blanket heter covering all cases of malacha, and the limiting, the fact that it says l'chem v'l'gavoya is a new din which is going to ask you to cook on yontav al l'chem v'l'gavoya, but it won't bring it back into the issa malacha. Likewise, the Michas Chinuch tells it to over here, and he claims a very exceedingly remarkable claim in the Shittas HaRambam that be'etzin the Torah is matter a person to take. You know, you're allowed to take food for yourself. That's the other possible. You can take, finished. So maybe you could take. And including in the heter of a kotafta would be to take huge quantities, a very large amount. Now, granted, the Torah doesn't let you to take huge quantities because it says, kanafta chosavecha, the only according to the amount of your achilu, according to the amount of your sphere, the normal amount. So beyond it is going to be usher. But Zotam Mechas Chinuch, once we said that beyond it is going to be usher, does that mean it reverts back to the original isser that it would have been gzeila mamish, were if not for the heter akra? Zotam Mechas Chinuch, no, it doesn't revert back. He wants to show to the Tosfos and Be'yad Beis and to say that also then Gzeila is totally mufka from Gzeila and it's not called Gzeila and it's still talking about something which you have a seba to have a recht to take it no matter how much you take. It happens to be that if you take above the amount of Ganav Shechos of your appetite, you'd be over on a Naya Din of El Kalechol Esitin, over on the Loisa El Kalechol Esitin, but you're not over on Gzeila, and that's a Mechas Chinuch remarkable claim that he holds in the Shittas HaRambam that you wouldn't be over on Gezel, even though you took this very large amount, which is above the Minyan with the Torah considered to be the acceptable amount for a poil, an exceedingly remarkable shita of the Mechas Chinuch. that one last interesting hoisafa onto this inyan before we go on. Rabbi Yochanan Pishel Perlo al Pidar Koy is adamant that the Rambam was choizim in the yad. That the Rambam learned up the in the yad al kerech leisitin is according to the simple understanding of the Gemara that it means within the amount that you're entitled to. Within that amount, you can't put it into your keli. Of them, Zokter Rabbi Yochanan Pishel that lemaisa is one place. Just one place in the Rambam in the Yad where he brings down a problem where the Isser is where you took more than Kedei Achilasai. And there, that's in Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimbal in Perikid Beis of Schiris, the Rambam talks about a case of a person with Lokach Yoyser al Achilasai. So he took more than the amount of his eating and he gave it over to somebody else. And over there, the Rambam does say that you took more than the amount and you gave it to somebody else, then you're over. It was Zokter Ruch official. Why over there the Rambam mentioned that he took more than normal amount? Zokter, because the Rambam goes to Chitosoi, that he learned up like Rashi over here, which is to say that once the poil, even if only Shashamayim who oichel, once he takes it in his hand, it's his and he has the recht to give it to others. And that's how Rashi is very stak maduyaki, like I mentioned before. Rashi shita is that way, and the answer, that's the shita of Rambam, like we said before. So Mela, if the person already took it into his hand, Zokter, he has a recht to give it over to others. That's why in discussing an Isser, if a person who took it in his hand and wants to give it to others, there and only there, the Rambam mentions Lokach Yoyser Alachi Losoi V'nosam Achem. Because over there specifically, since it's in your hand, you have a schus in it, you have the schus to give it to others. The only time you'll be over in the Isser, in a case like that, is if you took double the amount, more than your own needs, so you took for yourself and plus you gave over to others. Aber gewöhnlich, Zokter Ruch official, the Shita Rambam is that the regular din of Kelly Chaloisitin is going to be applicable within the amount the person is entitled to, that he can't put into his Kaili, or he can't be mitzvah before it comes to his hand, that it should go to the wife and kids within that amount that the poel is entitled to. The Rajba, at the end of the sugya here, has a sikkum of the psukkum of the sugya. And the Rajba, one of the things that the Rajba says is that avada person is not allowed to stop his poil from eating the normal amount that he's entitled to eat in the soda. And if he does stop his poil, then he's going to be over on aloy sase, zokt the Rajba, and he is mashalem to the poil the amount that he was supposed to be giving to that poil. So it's an actual chiyuv tashlumen. Azoy zokt the Rajba, a chiyuv tashlumen, you prevented the poil from what he was coming to him, what he was supposed to be getting, and you have to pay him a chiyuv tashlumen. The same exact thing is brought in the tour b'shein the Ramah, the tour in Shin Lamed Zayin brings for the Ramah, and the Ramah actually passes the halacha in Shin Lamed Zayin and Sif Aleph. The Ramah says that if you did stop the poil, then after the fact we're going to make you pay. Granted, this is not muskim in the poiskim in the Rishayim Achroinim. Mechas Chinuch and Tovkofayim Vov claims that a yoyzer the Rambam never mentions anywhere such a din that the person after the fact, if you stopped the poel wrongfully from taking what was coming to him, the Rambam never ever mentions that you have to give him a tashlum and you have to pay him. Mechaschin names on the Rambam is koiluk on these rishayim, and the Rambam understood that there is no shum chiyuv tashlumin having stopped the poel from eating. There's no shum chiyuv tashlumin. Yeah, in the Magia, in the bottom of the Num Chaschin, they bring this chaskuni that says in the Chumash. The chaskuni also says, not like the standard rishayim, the poiskim, chaskuni paskin that there is no din to be do tashlumin. Or even iser, you stop the poel from eating. Balfa became there's on that there is no din of tashlumin. And the Kilas Yankov of Baba Kamba talks about this din. And the Kilas Yankov says a somewhat sauce in the Gevorah, which is a bissel schwer to verstehen. The Kilas Yankov himself says the word is somewhat sorachim. He tain is that lechayra it's hard to understand why we go ikri lahalacha like the Rishonim and the Torah b'shein the Ramah. They go like the Rishonim that say that there is a din momo and that he's a schus tvias momo that if you stop the poel from getting his food that he was supposed to get, then he's entitled to be tevei the momnus and he gets a tashlumen. Zok the stipler lechayr kapshutoy. The yisera din over here is nothing but a mitzvah dika halacha. It's a mitzvah on the balabayas. He's a balabayas mitzvah that he has to allow the poil. But lechayr it's really a isave heta type din. It's a mitzvah and mechtesi that just because the balabayas prevented he did the wrong thing. It's a terrible thing the balabayas did. He did an avera preventing the poil. But who says that it translates into a schus tias moment that the poil should be able to be tevei a momnus from him? Lechayr the whole yisera isra over here is just a loisa say. The balabayas is not allowed to stop the poil. It's a loisa say, but the pasuk was mentioned it's a loisa say. But there's a bach in Shalom Azayin that points out that it actually is a loisa say because the Gemara on Peiches and Beis makes a kavachimer from loisach and shirbedishoy. If there's a din, is to be choisin the shirbedishoy? So the Gemara says, and the shir is not, you're not mitzvah lachyoisa, you're not mechuyev to keep a shir alive, and still similar to the Nevelay Sachsaim, so Kolshkin Yechim Bichoysim Apoil. So the background writes, Halacha in Shin Lamed Zayin, there is a loy sase, a person not allowed to prevent the poil. A disciple of Tainus Beseder, okay, so it is a loy sase, you can't stop the poil. But why should that translate into a Chiv moment if you did stop him? See, you have to clap al chet for that, but why is it a Chiv din moment? The disciple says that Dvorm Stumim, he says that an unclear thing. He says that there must be that there is an Etzim din, that if a person is entitled to get of something of value from someone else, even if the Shirish of that Halacha is not a mom to stick it in, the Shirish is just a loy sase and nothing more. But Afal Pikain, Zok the Stipler, once it's set up, I'll be the Chukke HaTorah, I'll be the Dine HaTorah, that the money should be leaving his hands and going into your hands, so automatically on the rebound it becomes a Schuss Moment, and you're entitled to be Teveya, even if the Shirish HaLacha wasn't a Schuss Moment, it was a loy sase V'alma. This is a Chizish that the Stipler claims. He says it's somewhat Sorochin to understand, but that's his Mahalach. He says the Be'etzim is an Issa Din, Ober, once it is a Vehetik Din, it turns into a Schuss Momnois that the poil would even be allowed to Teveya. Now, just remember, just the late Tzu, that we actually said a moment ago that there is a machlokes rishonim in this thing. If the poil has a schuss moment, we pass him halacha like the Torah Shein, the Ramah, the other rishonim, that the poil could be teveya if you stopped him. There are other rishonim that hold that you can't. The Mechas Chinuch claims the Rambam held that way, Cheskuni holds that way, that the attack of poil can't be teveya. So be'emes, along the lines of the stipler, you have to keep in mind that the may taka be that the shirish is machlokes is whether the poil has a schuss moment over here at all. And the emes is we said at the beginning of today's shir that the achronim point out that Rashi and Tosfos seem to argue on that in the pshat of the tzad mishashamayim hu oicha, which is how we paskin. And Rashi says mishashamayim hu oicha means it's like a matnas aniyim. It's really, according to that, it's really not a schus moment that the poil has. It's just that it's available to him for the taking, and the Torah made it available. Matnas aniyim. Mashen in Toises, Taka learned that it becomes a schus. The poil has a schus to get, even though it's mishashamayim hu oicha, once he's lawyers in his mouth, he has a schus. The Toises learns that it's a schus. So meila, therefore, you really see that there is such a machlokes as we should in pashtus, whether it's a schus moment, and meila, hu adin, that you can understand this shiloh in the Rishonim, which may be totally in that, about if you block the pearl from getting and the pearl wasn't able to get, doesn't he have any way to mourn you for preventing you from getting his chus, which he was supposed to get? Which according to some, the taka is a chus moment, you prevent it. According to others, like Rashi, l'chay, there never was any moment to get chus, and in Meili, he wouldn't be able to mourn you and be teveya and bezd. All this really leads us to work on understanding the Dion and the Rishonim in the Din of the Gemara near the bottom of the Omer Aleph here, Daf Tzadik Beis. The Gemara brings a Din. The Gemara already mentioned the same Din earlier as well in that Peiches, that it says that Ochalta Anovim Kenafshecho Sovecho. So the Gemara says Kenafshecho. We learn it a Drosha Kenafshecho like yourself. In other words, we darshan that the poil's Din to eat is compared to Kenafshecho, it's compared to the Balabayas. Man Nafshecho, just like you yourself, and Chosamta Potter. If you mozzle yourself, you're going to be Potter. So Af Poyel, if you mozzle the poyel, you potter from any onshim as well. So that's the Gemara's drosha. You potter, obviously nobody is mechuyev to eat when he's in his own field. So for steitzach, that's a given that if you fail to eat when you're in your own field, and chasam to potter, there's no ramification, no repercussions. So who are din? If you start the poyel from eating, you potter then too. What exactly does this mean? What's this din saying? So there's a shalom rishonim. Some rishonim learn like the Ritvah says. The Ritvah says that the pshat in the Gemara is that even though it's a big aveir to stop a poyel from getting the produce that's coming to him, and not just an aveir like we said before, the bach from the early Gemara that it's mamish together of a lois hasei, because even though there's no lois hasei in the Chumash, the Bible doesn't mention it's a lois hasei, but the Gemara earlier says it's a kolsh game from being chois from a shayr. If muzzling a shayr is a lois hasei, l'sach from a shayr, then kava choymer, that muzzling a worker, stopping a worker, is a lois hasei as well. But afal pikein, zotel edvah, what we're taking out of the pasuk is that there's no malchus. And that's the pasuk. Potter means potter for malchus. It's takan aveir to stop the poil, but there won't be any malchus. Afal pikein, like we said before, the Mefarshei HaTorah speak out in the Torah Shimon Lamed Zayin that we split it. There's no malchus, but there is tashlumen. That's what the Mefarshei HaTorah speak out of it. There's the Noisei Kelim of the Torah, the Bach, the Marlach. They speak out this thing. There's a gilui hakro that kinaf shecho, meaning that there is no unshim repercussions for it, for stopping the poil, and a meila, therefore you won't get malchus. But afal pikein, you have to pay him because you took away a schus mamon from him, and meila money he's entitled to get. That's all one derech and the Rishonim understanding the comparison to Kenaf Shecho. There is a different understanding in the din of Kenaf Shecho, which various Rishonim say this. The Ritva grabbed this Medayek from Rashi's Loshin on Daf
Pechasim Abeis, Rashi is Meduik this way, and the Meiri over there that learns this way clearly as well, that there are various Rishonim that learn up that that the din of Man Nafshechem Chasam Tapotu, so likewise as well, so to the Poyel of Chasam Tapotu is going on a case of Ktsitsa, which is, means you made up specifically with the Poyel, you made an upmach, you had a deal with him that he's not going to be demanding and not going to be eating any of the produce that's coming to him. And that is how Rashi learns up Ktsats, the Rashi says, if the Poyel was Koitzitz, he made up a deal with an upmach. That's what the Meiri learns. Various Rishonim learn this way, that the Torah is Mechadash HaGilui HaKro, apparently, that if the Poel agrees and he makes a deal that he's not going to be taking any produce, then you're entitled. The word Potter, according to that, Af Poel Chasamta Potter, it doesn't mean just Potter. It means that if you made a deal with him, then you're 100% entitled to make good on that deal, and then you can stop the Poel from eating. He gave up his rights, then you'll be able to stop him from eating. So that's an important din. Your Soidi is to a din brought down in the Achroinim, and some Rishonim learn that it's Mavur in the Gemara. Af Poel Chasam Tapotter means if he lehed you agreeing to give up the rights and that was the upmach, that was the deal, then he doesn't have any rights anymore and you're entitled to stop him. That's what Chasam Tapotter means according to that. The Sefer Mishmeres Moshe writes that Be'emet Safen Fashtein, why we need Exeris HaKosa to tell you that the poel has a right to give up a schus moment. That's obviously, I mean, anybody could give up a schus moment in any context. A davish moment, no ikayim. A person could do what he wants. If his moment is the issue of the mechila, the Gemara says in different places. If it's a schus moment, you can give it up. It should be obvious, and why would I need a gila hakro to tell you that the poel has the right, if he had you agreed in advance, to give up his momnistic right to eat nesoda. On this, the Mishmeres Moshe mentions two terutzim, and it's kedaita mention both of them briefly, both of them yosoidiyastika terutzim. The first teretz that the Mishmeres Moshe says is that be'emes, if not for the gilui hakro, it's very questionable whether we would have named on that this is really called a gedder of just a schus momen, because it's really structured in the Torah with a din of a issa v'heter, with a gedder of a, really it's a mitzvah in the Torah, you mitzvah to allow the poel, and the Gemara says earlier, really, like we mentioned a couple of times on Peches, there's a gedder of a loisa say on it, and the Bach Paskins that way, based on the Gemara, there's a gedder of a loisa say, does haste that if a person prevents a poel from eating the produce in the field, you're even a loisa say, loisachsoim. Even though the puzzle loisachsoim shem b'dishay, the Gemara learned that a gilui that on Peches, that if the Israel loisachsoim shem, then koshkin loisachsoim, we can't be choisin the poel, it's a loisa say. And if it is a loisa say, it's questionable if I would have named on that it starts at a chus moment. We said before from the stipler a few minutes ago that really b'shor she doesn't start at a chus moment, but once there's a chiyuv that the balabayas has, al pi mishpate isa v'heter to allow the poel to eat, so that automatically that itself rebounds and it ends up giving the poel a schos moment. But by yisoido, you wouldn't have signed it as a schos moment in the mainland. Therefore, the Sheres Moshe says we definitely needed a gilad akro to tell you the poel could give it up, that they can give it up, because otherwise it would have named that it's actually a din iser, it's bishor she aloisa say, and in Meila he would have said that the poel couldn't have given up. That would have been the havamina. Moreover, additional nakuda, the Mishmeres Moshe says, he says, Be'emes is a beferish of Mechaschinuch and Tovkov Ayin Vav that actually blibes Sorochin on this whole din. Mechaschinuch says it's clear in the Rishonim that there is a din like this, that if the poel makes up in advance, he can give up on his Mevater Moichel, his chus, to eat from the field. And Mechaschinuch says he's masking that that's the din, it's Mevur a number of Rishonim. But Mechaschinuch says he has difficulty understanding it. Why? Because he says if you look in a veining in the Rishonim in the Sugya of Dorisha Momot Noi Kayim, he brings in a Rashbo, the Mechaschinuch, that's based on Mechila. In other words, says, I can moichel rights that I have. The Torah gives me rights. I can moichel those rights. And therefore, I moichel the rights. I don't have them anymore. The fact of then the Mechas Chinuch that Hayoyz that we passed on halach over here in this Gemara that poil is not Mishaloi who oichel, he's Milshir Shamayim who oichel, which means that the schus moment that the poil has isn't intrinsically there from the moment he does the work. He's entitled to schar and also entitled to get the schus moment of eating the peiris, which is what we do say if you were to hold like the man the Omer Mishaloi who oichel. But we don't go like that Lamaskana. We hold Mishir Shamayim who oichel, and if I hold which is the maskona, then what are we saying? Like Tosfos says, like the Rishonim say, that it's not intrinsic to the labor. It's only once the poel takes it, once it's in his mouth, according to Tosfos, according to Rashi, it's in his hand, then he's going to get a schus momen in it. But if that's the case, fact of then the mechas chinuch, how could a person be moichel in advance a schus that he didn't get yet? It should be a davish loy bala oilam, which is impossibly moichel, like you find in different places in the Gemara, that you can't be moichel a schus if you didn't get it yet, even if it's going to come to you. So that's, he says, it's actually a problem. The Rav Chassanah says this is a question, a big question. He does not offer any answer to it. This is a big stel. A grace of Malkam Ian Zok there. How are you going to moichel the schus in advance before the work? And the ma'aseh the schus moment doesn't even exist yet at that time. Rav Chassanah says that this thing needs an iun v'hakira rabba v'loy bossi rak lo'ir v'ten l'chocham v'yach kamoid. You work on it. Zok the mechas chenuch. He often says it in mechas chenuch. It's written very bekitzer the sefer. But upon the mishmeres Moshe says, you see, mamish befeirish that there was a strong havamina that even it is a monastic schus. He can't be moichel in advance. So if then zok there, you understand very well. We need a ma'aseh chiddush hakrok. We exerce a kosev zok there. According to some rishonim, it's exerce a kosev. The poel is saying kenav shechosavecha that if you made the opmach, then with the exerce a kosev, according to the way some rishonim learn, that's where I have after the gilui hakrok, after the exerce a kosev kenav shecho. That telling you the poel can be mavater and give up the schus even in advance before he starts the work.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.